It is the place people go to find love, the Listoun Varna Matchmaking Festival. It's underway, it's set to run until October. But would you fly all the way from South Africa to find yourself a man? Well, our next guest has done just that. Marlies Kruger dropped in for a chat on Friday ahead of her journey down to Listoun Varna on her quest for love. She'd just flown in to Ireland the day before. I began by asking her why she'd flown all this way to find love.
Yeah, it's love, not only the way a lot of people see it, but it's also love for the country, love for the culture.
Have you been to Ireland before? What brings you here?
Yeah, we came to Ireland in 2015, in February, and my maiden name is Nolan, and that was the reason why we came here, to see what the Nolans are all about in Ireland. And within the first 2-3 days, we really fell in love with the country. And needless to say, on the day we had to fly back to Johannesburg, we were all in tears. We didn't want to leave. And on the day I arrived back in Johannesburg, I booked my second flight to go to the Kalani Music Festival. I think it was in June or July in 2015. And I came back all by myself. And it was such an awesome experience that, you know, when we arrived back, we decided one day we want to come and live in Ireland.
Okay. Now you're heading down to the Listoun Varna Matchmaking Festival. What are you looking for? In do you have a kind of an ideal man, or are you kind of pretty open-minded about it?
I'm very open-minded. And it's more than just looking for a man. I'm also looking for an opportunity to, you know, business opportunity or anything else. If I don't meet someone here, that's not going to be the end of the journey. That's the
You're coming here
line.
Anyway, basically.
I thought Listoun Varna would be great to meet people. It's a good social platform.
Sure.
And if it happens that I meet someone special, then that would be the extra
bonus. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
So if that bonus was there, do you have somebody in your head? What kind of guy would you be talking about?
I've been chatting to a couple of guys from the first radio show. My Facebook really went crazy. And yeah, the ideal person would be someone who is some open-minded, in the sense that he would allow me to do what I am. You know, I'm creative. I'm a entrepreneur. I do enjoy running my own business, and I find opportunities. And yeah, I think that would be the bonus. Someone that's also taller than me and religious, because I am really tall. And
age,
I love dancing.
Dancing, yeah. Age, because you're a young woman. Would age matter at all?
Maybe a couple of years younger, and definitely older. But I would definitely not go for someone that's much younger than me.
Okay. All right. Okay. Fair enough. You have a tragedy in your life. I mean, you lost your husband in 2003. If it's not too painful, can you tell us what happened?
Sure. It was the morning of the 20th of April, 2003. And it was coincidentally my dad's 60th birthday. And on the morning, my son and I weren't ready to leave when my husband was ready. And he kind of pushed us to get ready, and he said he's quickly going to fill up the tank and draw some money, and by the time he gets back, then we should be ready and we could leave. And he left and he never came home. We waited and phoned, and the telephones didn't go, the phone call didn't go through. And a matter of 2 hours later, we started phoning the police. We phoned all the hospitals in the area. Mm. And there was absolutely no new accidents. Nothing came in. And that search went on for about 11 days.
Oh, God.
In 11 days, we went looking through all the farms and fields around the area where we lived. And we found tracks of his bucky, his vehicle. And needless to say, in our country, we didn't have much support from the police at that time. We recruited a private investigator, and they assisted us. And on the 11th day, they managed to arrest one of the suspects, which led to a second suspect. In the end, there were 6 people involved, of which 4 of them were part of the murder. And what actually happened was that they got hold of him at the petrol station, took him out to a farm, and they literally tortured him to death.
Okay.
So that's
what happened. So sorry. Yeah, I'm so sorry. That a terrible thing for you and your family to have gone through. Marlies, it's a one-way ticket you've bought. I mean, you're here to stay, basically. That's the plan, is it?
No, I bought a return flight, but the next ticket will definitely be a one-way ticket. The reason why is because I need to find the opportunity and then go back and do the visas and the working permits and all of that.
Okay. Willie Daly of List in Varna, he was in touch with you, was he?
Yes.
Did he hear you on air or something?
What happened was I booked my ticket, and out of excitement, I posted on Facebook, on their Facebook page, I think it was 219 days to go. See you guys all the way from South Africa. And Julie Carr contacted me. She's doing the coordination of the full event. And from being in touch with Julie, I was in touch with Andrew Hamilton from Key People, and then with Willie Daly. I feel really honored because I received a letter in his own handwriting, all the way delivered to my house in South Africa.
Fantastic.
And I'm actually going to meet him in person and meet his family, and we're really looking forward to that.
Okay, that was Marlies Kruger, really, really nice woman, and we really wish her well. She's down in Listunvarna as we speak. Great story there.